Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com, online at philhendryshow.com with a live streaming video cast each and every night. And if you're watching our video cast tonight, you saw me crawling around on the floor. Well, actually, I don't think they could see that, could they?
Well, you had camera three, and I saw your rear end sticking up in the air, Phil. Not that that's any bargain, but I imagine you've got some very perverted fans out there that would think that's a real... That's a real plus.
Yeah, Jimmy saw Mr. Henry's butt.
I did.
No, you did not. I can see camera three. I was well below the console, and I was down there on the floor.
Yes?
No, Margaret, not looking up your dress.
Well, I'm trying. Look, I've got to cover my bases.
You've got to cover more than your bases. Ow!
I told you I'd belt you, didn't I?
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, we'll have this squared away by tomorrow night. Folks, I apologize. This has just been a week of technical malfeasance, man. We had a overheating TriCaster. Apparently, we had, video issues. I guess it was Tuesday night. All of that has been solved, and we're very grateful that that has been solved. And for whatever reason this evening, our newsmaker line, our phone line is not working. As I said, we had Verizon out here. They are a... I like dropping the names of these companies, not because I'm particularly proud of my association with them, nor am I ashamed of my association with them. I like to just hold their feet to the fire. Just let everybody know, you know. Let everyone know. You got Time Warner. You got Verizon. Yeah, Ma Bell's in there somewhere. AT&T. All you guys are expected to do your job. And something happened today where we just lost the Comrex unit, which is a technical term for our phone box. So we'll figure that out in due course. Jay was going to be on with us. I apologize. We did have Robert Greene by way of a very erratic cell phone. So I think that what we're going to have to do this evening is just I don't see us working with that cell phone at all. So we'll just Jay was going to be on to talk about safety measures. We will not be able to have him. Do that, and this has to do with this fire that we've got in Glendora. Now, the fire, as I understand, has, because of the wind abating, that is, there has not been as much wind as what's that, General?
Well, you said abating.
Let me say something here for a minute, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, let me say something. Just because I used a word that has the syllable bait in it doesn't mean I used the word masturbate, and it doesn't mean masturbate.
I know.
Well, if you know that, why were you looking at me and giving me the shrugged shoulder like, is he allowed to say that?
I didn't...
Look, bud, you know, at some point, it's over, man. You're just out of here if you keep up with this jazz.
I'm just trying to figure out a FCC.
No, he's not figuring out any FCC. Every time there's a word with a syllable in it that has something to do with a dirty word, you're looking at the general, you're looking at Robert, you're looking at me... Sometimes you've got the drool, sometimes you don't.
Yeah?
What are you drooling about?
A lot of times I drool if you start to laugh. If I laugh.
I'm telling you, I don't want to hear it again. I don't want to hear about you going, every time. Jeez.
See, even you think it's funny.
He doesn't think it's funny, he thinks you're funny.
Pretty much. Go ahead, General.
You're the one that's talking.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
God, you're all confused, man.
Not as confused as you're going to be, man, after I drop something on your head. So the fire has abated, that's right. It has abated as the result of the winds dropping, and so they may have a far, far better time of it. You know, as I said, and I mentioned this to you guys, I even posted something, 82 degrees for three straight. I didn't even look at the temperature today, but it felt even warmer today, and it was cold last night.
Well, that's the thing. And I said to Frank that the weather was very cool last evening. I said, Frank, close a window in here. And he said, why? And I said, because it's very, very chilly. And he looked around. He had his glasses on. And he said, well, all right. And he closed the window. And that began a series of personal... He's got very crude and foul personal habits. So when you close a window, Frank sees an opportunity... To have himself a good time, you know?
Oh, so he's...
What is he passing? He's passing the breaking wind?
He's passing the breaking wind, yes.
Not like that Indian.
We knew a Native American who did a dance at our home at a party we were having called The Breaking Wind. It's got nothing to do with what you're saying. But Frank, yes, breaks passing wind, and...
So in other words, you're married to a child.
Well, you know that.
Yeah, I do know that. I didn't know that he was that much of a child. So what did you have to do? Wind up opening the window?
Yes, I had to open the window up and froze myself to death as the result of that.
Hey, Frank, how you doing? I'm fine. Listen, I don't want to interfere. How you doing, General?
Well, Frank Gray, as I live in... How are you? Did you come over here because you heard the phone was busted?
Well, I did. I wanted to, first of all, say, Phil, I am very grateful for the times you've had me on the program. And I understood that...
Well, sit down, Frank.
Yeah, thank you.
Have you been drinking?
I've had a cock. Let me tell you something, Margaret, just so you... Because he doesn't understand, Phil. I have the right to have a drink.
No one's saying you don't have the right to have a drink, but you've come in here, and it's pretty evident.
What do you mean?
Everybody can smell it on you.
Yeah, I was at Ted's place.
Yes.
And I had a cocktail, and maybe I had two, because I'm just so grateful to be alive and to be retired and to have the money that I have. You don't understand the fun I have, Phil.
No, I can well imagine it. I can well imagine it.
Well, tell us about... Now, I have a lot of fun, but I don't have your money.
That's General, you're right. You know something, General? Anytime you want, you come out with me, we'll go over to Ted's, we'll have lunch, we'll have drinks, and we'll enjoy. Hold on for a minute. We'll enjoy. Enjoy.
What, are you sneezing?
No, yeah. Something in my nose. I was over at Ted's today. You know, Phil?
Yes, yeah, I know, Frank.
Phil, just have some patience with him.
Well, Frank, you've been drinking, obviously.
Yes, I've been drinking. Yes, I've been drinking. And I'll tell you something else. I'm going to go back and drink some more because I've got a driver. Jerry's with me today. Do you know that, Margaret?
I didn't know. Is he out there?
Yes, she's right out there. And she is one holy hell of a great driver and bodyguard. I'm going to go back to Ted's. I'm going to go back over to her place, and I'll have another few drinks. How do you feel about that?
Honey, as long as you're not driving, you can do whatever you want.
I'm telling you, he's the best wife a guy ever had. Any fantastic... Let me get... Give me a kiss. Come here.
Don't get on me.
Give me a... Come on, Frank. God almighty, man. I love him, I swear. He's the greatest wife a man's ever had.
Frank, you know, one of these days, I want to sit down with you and find out about... Well, I better not say, right?
Don't mention the thing.
Don't mention what?
Nothing.
Hey, did I tell you that I was over golfing down in Carlsbad today, and I was down at that Nicholas course down in Carlsbad? Did I tell you about that?
No. Is that the one that I golfed at?
Yeah, you golfed it with your buddy. That's the one that Nicholas designed. Jack Nicholas, who thinks that she's God's gift to golf architecture, and Jack Nicholas couldn't design a golf course any better than he could probably make David or the thinker out of a turd that she just dropped, you know?
All right, so what's the point here?
No, hold on. Frank, you're very drunk.
I know I'm drunk, but I'm making a good point here. Go ahead, Frank. Oh, you're supposed to say that.
Go ahead, Frank.
Okay. I went down, I golfed the Nicholas course in Carlsbad, and I... butchered this thing. I shot a 150, and I laughed. I laughed. Okay? Now, get a load of this, Phil.
You shot a 150 at this Nicholas course in Carlsbad.
A 150. And I laughed. I laughed my ass off, and then I found out that Nicholas is in town, and Nicholas is over at La Costa. And so I drove over there, me and Jerry... And I found out where she was. She's in one of the wings. I had a bottle of Crown Royal with me.
What is it with you and the Crown Royal all of a sudden?
I'm very surprised, Frank. You usually are a much classier drinker.
What does that mean? Crown Royal is great stuff. It's great stuff. Right?
Frank, you stink like a drunk. You look like a bum.
Take it easy. You know, just because you're my wife doesn't mean I won't haul off and smack you.
And you know what happens when you do that, don't you?
Anyway, Phil, get this. So I butchered up the Nicholas course in Carlsbad. I go out to La Costa and find out where her wing is, and I go to her room. I mean, I'm standing outside her room, right?
Jack Nicholas.
Yes. And I say, Jack, I'm yelling out the window. I said, Jack, get your ass out here. I'm buying you a drink. My name's Frank Gray. God bless you and damn you all at once. I played your course today, and you should be sent to the bowels of hell for what you done did. And God bless you for it, too, Jack Nicholas. And I said it.
Now, you're outside saying this?
Yeah, I'm right outside his window, and because her wife was with her, okay? So I was outside his window.
Wait. You're at Jack Nicholas's room at La Costa.
Yeah.
And you were outside of his wife's room.
Yes, because I didn't know at the time it wasn't her room, it was his. So I was outside of the wife, and then someone said, no, wait a minute, Nicholas is in the northernmost suite.
I wonder why they don't sleep together.
Are you kidding? The guy's rich. When you're rich, you don't sleep with your wife, even if you can sleep with him. You don't sleep with him. You sleep separate from him because you have the money to do just that.
Understood.
So,
hold on, I got to take a break. Okay?
You got a break. Okay, buddy. All right. I want you to know, Phil, I love you very much.
I appreciate that, Frank. Sit down. Would you like a coffee?
Hell no, coffee. A coffee.
Frank, sit down. You're very loud.
Oh,
go ahead. Just sit down, buddy. Frank Gray is paying us an in-studio visit because we don't have the phone lines working tonight. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back here. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Frank Gray apparently accosted Jack Nicholas at his hotel suite today at La Costa. You didn't accost him.
I accosted him at a casa.
We'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show. Get a coffee or something?
Oh, yeah.
Easy, Frank. Come on.
Woo! On stage number one, Little Sheba.
Take it easy. Phil Hendry Show here. Frank Gray in studio. You have to calm down, Frank, because we're on the air.
I'm sorry.
Frank, please calm down.
Anyway, welcome back to the Phil Hendry Show and philhendryshow.com. And tune in, baby. You got to have one of the three, either the radio. You can listen to a live audio stream of our show for free on our website. You can watch a video cast of our show as part of your premium membership. Or you can grab us on TuneIn, where we are live every night, 7 to 10, on our own personal, private, very exclusive that anybody can listen to, Phil Hendry Channel. Frank Gray has wandered in here. Good to see you, Frank. We have a problem with our newsmaker line tonight, folks, so we are not able to actually have anybody on the phone, but Frank came in. Now, today you were in Carlsbad, California, and you were golfing the Jack Nicklaus course down there. You don't remember the name of this?
No. I don't remember the name of it, but I'll tell you, I went to La Costa, where I heard that Mr. and Ms. Nicholas was staying, and I went outside the suite, finally found the suite of Jack Nicholas, and I looked up toward her window, and I said, Jack, you come out here and have a drink with me, Frank Gray, you son of a crawling desert lizard. I love you. I love you and I hate you.
Right. So now why were you yelling this at him?
Well...
No. Well, I'll tell the story, Margaret. You weren't there.
I'm trying to get to the point here, Frank.
He always wants to butt in. I love him. He's a beautiful woman. God knows I love you, baby, but you're always butting in.
I understand that, but you're taking up valuable time, dear.
Well, take a look at him. Isn't he beautiful?
Yes, Margaret's very, very, very lovely.
I love him. But he's got a mouth on him, blah, blah, la, 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 la. And of course, with that same mouth...
All right, Frank, the story.
All right. So anyway, I said, Nicholas, come out, wherever you are. And then comes some twerp in one of the little golf carts.
Oh, God, you didn't get thrown out, did you?
Hold on for a minute, will you, for God. Now some little pipsqueak, pea-picking punk comes up in a golf cart, and she goes, excuse me, what are you doing? And I said, let me tell you something, pea-picker. You better clear out while the clearing is good, because in about 5 seconds, you won't believe what's going to happen even while it's happening.
Man, that's pretty badass, Mr. Ray.
You better believe it. Anyway, did Nicholas ever come out and have a drink with you? No. But I said, Jack, you come out, you dirty, no good, you magnificent bastard. What Patton said about Rommel, right? I said, Nicholas, you magnificent bastard, I read your book.
Oh, he loves Patton. You're quoting Patton again, aren't you?
You better believe it. George Patton was... fantastic. She was the greatest general. Oh, yeah, you look like he's going to be sick. Where, Jerry?
Yeah.
Frank, good seeing you.
Hey, Frank, we'll get together real soon.
All right. General, she is a great American, too.
I don't like it when he calls me that.
Just take it easy. Thanks a lot. We'll see you later, Frank.
God, I wonder what happened today. He must have either hit the lottery or they must have settled a big case. Where his contingency was pretty big.
I don't know how much more money Frank can have, though, you know?
Well, that is the point.
Frank Gray, ladies and gentlemen, who came in here just crap-faced and apparently had a encounter today, the Jack Nicklaus course down in Carlsbad. One of the things about these golf courses...
What does he mean about design? Because I don't know anything about golf.
They're designed by... There's golf course architects.
Really?
Yeah.
What do they do?
They design the course. They design the golf course. They say, okay, and generally they're hired by a resort or a hotel or something. We'd like a golf course. Now, this one in Carlsbad, because I played this, was designed by Jack Nicklaus. It's in a sort of a desert setting, and it has these strange little things, like instead of a bridge, I don't know what Nicklaus was thinking, but he went and got boxcars, you know?
You mean a railroad car?
Yeah, a railroad car. And instead of a bridge over a river gully or some kind of a wash, it's a boxcar. You're driving through a boxcar. It's a covered bridge. It's a boxcar.
I don't understand that.
Well, I think it's because there's a lot of rail traffic out there. I don't know. But in any event, it's also what they call, because I think Nicholas is partial to this kind of stuff, it's a Scottish design. Do you know what I mean by that?
Well, you're saying it's designed... Well, if it's designed like a Scottish golf course, in other words, it looks like a regular municipal course with big brown patches and cow turds and tire tracks. Is that what you're talking about?
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about St. Andrews isn't like that.
Oh, they buy ass it isn't.
No, it's not. It's a course with no trees. That's it. The Scottish courses, you notice, and the English courses, I guess, but the Scottish course that they play the British Open on... It's got no trees. It's all that big, wide-open cow pasture-looking stuff with those pot bunkers and the road thing.
Oh, that road, yes. What is that called?
The road.
The road. What's it called? The road.
Yeah, really, bud? Hey, what's that up in the sky? A bird? A plane?
Why, it's...
Cover the gut.
Yeah.
Man, that was a shot.
You better believe it.
All right, so that's the kind of course it is. It's a big, wide-open, rolling... desert type of expanse, and on a hot damn day, man. So there you go. So congratulations, Frank, if you're still listening, that you he hit a 150.
That's bad.
Oh yeah, that's real bad. That's horrid. That's you shouldn't even golf. That's how bad that is.
Man, a 150? I thought he said that he got a 150.
Yes, he got a 150. He butchered it. And that's why he got drunk, and that's why he wanted to talk to Jack Nicklaus. All right, the Phil Henry Show here, and philhenryshow.com, online at philhenryshow.com with a backstage pass. You have access to thousands of hours of recent classic shows, live streaming, or on-demand video. You can listen to our show for free tonight online on philhenryshow.com by way of TuneIn, or you can, on your smartphone, listen to us on TuneIn. So there's a lot of different ways to access the radio show, and we just want to make sure that you guys are aware of all of them. We're going to get back to Margaret's discussion
of the rehearsal that you were doing, right, Margaret?
Yes, for the Sketch Fest, for the one-man show.
All right, so we're going to get back to talking to her about that when we come back here on the show. And I think you were saying it was the free-form lyric?
Yes, this is a new kind. Who keeps saying 30 seconds?
That's Nikki.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. I know, you're counting us down. All right. Well, I'll tell you later, but really what it is, it's a... Now, what the hell is that?
It's the bumper music, okay? Do you mind?
Oh, my God. What is this? Where am I all of a sudden out in the middle of New Mexico? Woo! Well, look, a bald eagle.
All right, we'll be right back. Phil Henry Show. Welcome back to the Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. In 1 week, we're going to be at, a little over a week, we're going to be in San Francisco at the Eureka Theater for our one-man show, The World of Phil Henry. And Margaret Gray is joining us. Margaret, you have worked up a few things.
Well, I haven't exactly worked up some things. I mean, I do a very serious rehearsal, Phil. Although I know that the casual nature of how you like to work. Now, am I correct in assuming that there will be no costuming?
I'm not going to say what I'm going to do.
Well, Phil, you know, I think you're absolutely right. But I was curious whether you are going to be costuming and whether or not you'll need a dresser as well as makeup and so forth.
What's a dresser?
Well, a dresser is a man who, he's a gentleman who will stand there with the wardrobe draped over his arm as Mr. Henry tries on the different pantaloons and so forth.
That sounds about as idiotic.
Shut up. I don't need a dresser. Thank you very much, General.
Well, I'm not volunteering for that. I'm simply saying that will you be wearing pantaloons?
What does that mean, pantaloons?
Are you kidding me, man? Pantaloon? That sounds like some lady wear.
Yeah, that sounds like lady clothes.
No, it's not lady clothes, brain surgeon. Pantaloons, or pantalons, I should say, or the pantaloon, that's what they used to call men's pants. Why do you think they're called pants?
Because you put them on two legs? Wow.
Hey, what to do, man?
Watch it, will you?
No, that's not because you put them on one leg at a time or whatever you said.
You put them on two legs.
They're called pants because it's short for pantaloon or pantalon or the pantalon. See?
All right, Margaret, we don't need the third French, okay? Pantaloon, pantalon. Now, I always thought of pantaloons as some kind of goofy-looking clown suit or something.
Yeah, that's what it is.
No, it's not a clown suit.
Well, what is? Why do they... Everything a clown wears is a pantaloon.
No, it's not. Where do you knuckleheads get that idea?
Well, why do we... Everybody here is in agreement that a pantaloon, or something like that, has to do with some kind of big balloon pants or something.
Balloon pants? Phil, the only thing around here that's got too much air in it is your head. Now,
ha, ha, ha.
Look, the pantaloon is what a man's pants used to be called, and it was shortened to pants. That's why. You should know, you're reading your little 19th century, what is the thing you're reading, the Lincoln assassination?
Yes.
Well, don't they reference pantaloon?
They do. They reference pantaloons, and they reference slouch hats.
What's a slouch hat?
Slouch hats were like those hats you'd see them. It kind of turned up on one side and was straight down on the other. They mentioned slouch hats a lot. That must have been a very common hat that men wore in the 1860s. Slouch hats, and they referred to pants as pantaloons, yeah, or pantalons or something, not pants. They didn't say what color pants was he wearing. They would say what color pantaloons did he have on. And then they had on the jackets that the men wore weren't just jackets. They were I don't know what. They called them something else.
Well, what did they call them?
I don't know. They would call them things like breeches and stuff like that. I don't know.
Well, anyway, so that is why the pantalon or the pantalon is referenced that way. Now, are we going to talk about next week?
Yes. Well, we were talking about costuming. No, they're not going to be costuming. What were you
going to
do?
Well, I told you that I'm going to be doing my interpretation of the freeform lyric. Now, I was practicing today with the song, I Wish You Bluebirds in the Spring. Ooh, about to do, 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 do. Okay?
Right.
Now, what I'm going to do is... What do you want, bud?
I just was wiping my nose.
You're wiping your nose as a way of masquerading the fact that you're laughing, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess I am.
I'm gonna...
All right, watch it. Watch it now. We don't need that, Margaret, I don't need that right now, okay?
What, you don't need the coroner over here putting him in a bag?
That's right. All right, just calm down.
I just
calm. Go ahead.
All right, so the song starts out, "Goodbye, let our hearts call it a day. But before I walk away, there is something I want to say." I need water, please. Hold on. I wish you bluebirds in the spring. Yeah. A-bo-da-doo-doo-doo-doo. You see what I'm doing, Phil? Phil?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Don't give me the yes, ma'am. Do you see what I'm doing?
What do you want me to do? To follow along or something?
I may want you to follow me on stage, yes.
Hold on. Excuse me, I have to cough away from people. I don't want you guys to get...
Well, you had a flu shot.
I did have a flu shot, but I don't want you to, you know, be the recipients of any spray. Hold on.
Are you all right?
I'm fine, but you're the one that needs water.
Now, Phil, what I want you to do is listen to that. So I start out with the big build-up. Goodbye, let our hearts call it a day. But I need water now. God, oh, that's great.
Ah, Margaret, don't drink like you're a stevedore at lunch, okay?
I'm sorry, but I was thirsty. Now, so it starts out with goodbye. Let our hearts call it a day. And in June, now I'll start out with the lyric. And in July, a leafy glade to keep you cool in the shade. But most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love.
What do you mean when snowflakes fall? I just had them in a leafy glade.
I'm going to belt you.
Oh, okay. Don't have to hit him yet, you know.
Bud, shut up. So what I'll do is this. So you got the build-up, right?
Yeah.
Come on. We all got the build-up. You builded it up.
Oh, did I builded it up? So you've got the build-up. Goodbye. Let our hearts fall. And all of that garbage. And then... One, two, three. I wish you bluebird in the spring. Do, 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 do. But most of all, when snowflakes fall, I wish you love. Now here's where the free form takes place. And in July, a leafy glade. Do, 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 leafy glade. So there's where you begin to repeat just leafy glade, because you don't need the lyrics.
So you just, from that point forward, it's just...
Yeah, here's how it would sound. And in July, a leafy glade, do-do-do-do, and a leafy glade, but most of all, a leafy glade.
And a leafy glade. Yes, we understand, Margaret.
Well, you see, General, you think you've got it figured out, but when you came in with your singing there, it probably frightened even the dead. It probably scared people out of their coffins and on into a bonfire. The Walking Dead, you could get them to turn around, about face, and walk right into a fire.
Well, I don't know, but you are going a leafy glade.
Yes, and then you go a leafy glade. My God, the sound of that probably killed rats. Thousands of rats. All red blood.
All right. So,
why are you interrupting me?
I'm interrupting you guys so you don't get bogged down in these fights. So that's what you're going to be doing.
Don't throw your hands up again. That's what you'd be doing. I guarantee you, Phil, when you see this, when your audience sees it, when they see me doing the freeform lyricing, it'll blow them away. My God, they'll never have a normal bowel movement again. And I say that in a good way.
If there is such a thing.
What?
If there is such a thing, what the hell kind of a promise is that?
Well, you don't know anything about art, do you?
Well, I didn't laugh one time. I didn't laugh one time, okay?
You laughed a little bit.
I just want to ask. So you're going to say in a leafy glade.
I'm going to do what?
You're going to say in a leafy glade. And then you're in a leafy glade.
No, but I'm not going to go, Leafy. No, I'm not going to sing it like that. I'm going to sing it like the professional that I am. It goes like this, again.
Margaret.
No, 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 not Margaret. Here, it goes like this.
Goodbye,
let our hearts call it a day. But before you walk away, there's just one thing I'd like to say. Yeah, and then do, 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 do. Okay, like that. Do, 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 like that. And no, do, do. I wish you love. And in July, a leafy glade. There you are in a leafy glade, and you're lying in a leafy glade. They'll find you in a leafy glade. What's he laughing at?
They'll find you in a leafy glade.
Thank you very much.
Oh, here she goes.
Margaret, at some point you're going to have to take constructive criticism.
There's nothing constructive about them going like a bunch of gibbering imbeciles.
All right, Margaret, I apologize for laughing at things that are funny. I really do. I apologize for laughing at things that are funny.
What was funny about that?
They'll find you in a leafy glade.
I'm just simply trying to extend the lyric. It doesn't mean what you... Oh, God.
Can't wait to hear that, folks. So it'll be the San Francisco Sketch Fest, and that is a week from Sunday. Check it out. Get your tickets over there at the Sketch Fest website. That's sfsketchfest.com, sfsketchfest.com. That URL, again, is
SF Sketchfest. What a gloid.
SFSketchfest.com. Phil Henry Show and PhilHenryShow.com returning with more from the world of news in just a moment. World famous Phil Henry Show. There's some Ramstein for our very close personal friend Nikki back in D.C. tonight. Poor child is... Well, she's dealing with some illnesses that we all must deal with in these here times of the year, this here January thing. Although, if you're out in the hell...
This is fantastic. Here's Ramstein called the Jew.
Well, isn't that nice?
Du hast.
What did I tell you about this kraut stuff?
What?
I'm kidding. So anyway,
take that off. Take it off. Thank you. When I was in Wiesbaden, I had to listen to Ramstein morning, noon, and night because a great many of the enlisted men were big fans. And I said, are you telling me with a straight face you're listening to some of that kraut stuff? Why, it was just yesterday that Kraftwerk was just inundated. I was feeling Kraftwerk right up through my you-know-what, you see?
No, I don't see, but okay.
Well, why do you try to be difficult? There's Kraftwerk, Scorpions, Ramstein, the Beatles.
You get the Beatles.
They played in Hamburg, Germany. Everybody knows that's Germany.
That don't make them German.
Well, not that. Why are you getting all upset about it?
Yeah, Phil, why are you getting so defensive? All right, so they're not Germans. God.
Well, I mean, come on. You want to name off German groups? Fine. You get the Beatles are German. Why? Because they played Hamburg?
Well, I'll tell you this much. And you know, because you almost got beat up over this, didn't you? That the Beatles, really the country that was the best for the Beatles was Germany.
I didn't almost get beat up. What happened was, folks, if I may tell my own story, is that all right with you?
Yes, that's fine, Phil, even though you carved up my attempt at showing people free-form lyric. One tooth, and in July, a leafy glade. You wouldn't let me say that, but...
I'll tell my own story. So I'm in Liverpool, England, and I'm doing a series of music interviews and a variety of things on the anniversary of I believe it was Sgt. Pepper's, the release of Sgt. Pepper's. And we're in Liverpool, and I come out of the Cavern Club, the very famous Cavern Club, which is there. And it literally is, it's one of the most claustrophobic experiences of my life going into that nightclub. You've got to go down five flights of stairs to get to the very ground floor of this cavern. I would never, if I had been young and in the city of Liverpool, I would never have gone into that club because I get claustrophobia in a place like that big time.
What was it all about?
Well, you're going down five flights of stairs with a ceiling that is barely above your head. And now you're in the very ground floor of this cavern you're in a cavern, man, and there's the Beatles on stage. I don't know how the hell they did it. I never would have been. I probably would have been the Pete Best, you know. I mean, they wouldn't have had to fire me. I would have quit. But anyway, we go down into this club and kind of checked it out. I think I had a beer. I guess I was okay. Maybe it wasn't as claustrophobic as I thought it was. I remember going down the stairs. It felt creepy. But once we got into the club, I think maybe it opened up a little bit. And then we left. As I leave, I get these guys, these Liverpudlians. And Liverpudlians all talk like this, you know. You just think maybe it's John Lennon talks like that or Paul McCartney, but they all have... So what do you think? The Beatles are nothing. The Beatles are rubbish, you know. And they were talking bad about the Beatles. They go off to Germany, you know, and then they come back here with all the big 800,000-pound house and all this stuff. Well, then I talked to some people and said, well, you know, these people in Liverpool have got a real... They got some nerve talking like that because they didn't do diddly squat. And I said, what are you talking about? He says, the Beatles had to go to Germany to really get their chops down and to really play in front of really enthusiastic crowds because they split, man. They couldn't make a dime in England and in Liverpool and around there. They went down to Hamburg, which is famous, you know, very famous story. The Beatles went to Hamburg. They were a five-piece band when they went to Hamburg.
That one guy got his ass kicked.
Yeah, they're always getting their asses kicked over there, man. And Stu Sutcliffe was their bass player, I think, at the time. Or he was one of the musicians. They had five guys. And he got beat up pretty bad one night outside the club in Hamburg and eventually died as the result of his injury.
Oh, my God. What happened?
He got some kind of a brain. He might have had a concussion that was not properly treated. But I believe it was a brain aneurysm that they did attribute to this beating he took.
How do you like those Germans? Boy, I'll tell you something. You bomb them into the Stone Age, and they're still animals. Still crawling, stinking.
All right, come on. Take it. Take a cigarette break here, General, all right? It's not that. The guy got beat up outside of a club. It doesn't matter what country. It happens anywhere, you know.
I just think that you can bomb those krauts into the...
Take it easy, man. This is 2013. I'm going to get complaints.
Hey, come on. Let's go get a cottage cheese, General.
The hell with it.
Go get yourself a bratwurst, General.
Oh, yeah, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
So, yeah, he got beat up. But anyway, I'm there, and these guys, and they were yakking. So I got out of there with my life. I don't know why these guys were pissed off, but it's because I was talking about the Beatles. And these dudes were all about other Liverpool bands. They were on about Echo and the Bunnymen and these other groups that were local to Liverpool, and they didn't give a damn about the Beatles anymore. And they thought anybody, any yank talking about the Beatles... was a wank.
Hey.
All right. So
So what was the upshot of this? So who told you the Beatles?
Well, then I got to talking to Murray. Some of the other cats, because we were in Liverpool, and I talked to one of the disc jockeys over there, a guy by the name of Phil Eaton. And Phil Eaton was on a station over there called Radio City. And boy, I'll tell you one thing about the British. Now, this is in the 80s. I don't know how it is now, but the radio stations in England, over here, you have a room, a microphone, some records, a sales office. That's it. In England, man, this one radio station in Liverpool was three stories high. I mean, you would have thought it was a radio network. It was huge, you know, and all kinds of studios, and good God, man. And it was for this station, Liverpool, called Radio City. Anyway, this guy says to me, no, man, you know, Liverpool is a great city, and the Beatles are from here, but Germany is where... the buzz really got going about the Beatles. I said, well, what do you mean buzz? I mean, Germany, you know, when they came to England, they started to sell the records. He said, yeah, but they came back from Germany with a huge reputation as being this phenomenal rock and roll band that had been, and they really did. They got their chops down, and they came back to Liverpool with this great reputation as being a very, very proficient, tight, great, band, and they were by that point. When they got back from Germany, they were fantastic.
Yeah, minus one guy that got his ass kicked and killed.
Yeah, they were a tight band after they got one guy's ass kicked, and now they've only got four.
Spit it out, why don't you?
You want me to spit some?
Hey, all right, now come on, General, not you.
Well, everybody else around here gets a piece of them. Why not me?
That's what she said.
Why, you dirty...
Hey!
Don't come at me now. You know, I'll start swinging back.
You'd hit a woman, wouldn't you? Ladies and gentlemen, you heard him. You're a witness. He'd smack me. And what are you looking at, bud?
Looking at my hand.
Yeah, because you're trying not to laugh.
And so, wrapping up the story here, because you're trying not to laugh, that's what you said.
Maybe.
So wrapping up the story, this dude, you know, says to me that the Beatles, so that was it. And I told him all these cats were almost, they were going to kick my ass. And he said, yeah, these people in Liverpool, they think that they made the Beatles. They didn't make diddly squat. That was this cat telling me this.
And this guy is from Liverpool.
Yeah, this guy was a disc jockey in Liverpool. He says, people here think that they made the Beatles. They didn't make diddly squat, man. They ignored the Beatles while they were building their thing here.
What about the time the Beatles played at a church social? Didn't they sell that out?
Yes, they did play the church social.
Oh, well, I'm sure they sold the big church social out. What do you mean the church social?
I thought they played like a church or something.
Yeah, they played a church. Big wow. All right, sports fans, that's all I got there on that little piece of marvelousness, marvelous historical stuff. Back next hour with more on the local brush fires. We may get in studio Jay Santos because we sent a car service out to pick up people, although Frank came over in his own limousine, right?
Yes. It doesn't make us filthy rich. It means we're very blessed. We can afford our own limo.
That's great. Phil Hendry Show.